Good brads. Okay, we're going forward. Okay, we're on Daf Hey on about eight lines down or so. Dorash Rav Avira. Rav Avira makes a drosha. Zimnim, sometimes Omala Mishmei de Revi Asi. Sometimes it says it in the name of Revi Asi. Vazimnim Omar Lishmei de Revi Ami. As we had this before, even though it switched around Revi Asi and Revi Ami over here. Kol Odom, any person, Sheyesh Bo Gassas Aruach, who has Gassas Aruach, Soif Mismait. In the end, he's going to become reduced or deflated with Balak, right? It's full of hot air, he's going to become deflated. Shnei Amar. Right, we're going to bring a pasuk now, and we're going to translate it, explain it bit by bit. So we're going to have like four times it's going to mention this part, the bits of this pasuk, and let's start over here. So now, so Romu Ma'at is the first part of the pasuk. Just to, if you people will mark that down, yeah, that's the pasuk. Ellie, mark it down. Romu Ma'at. I'm going to get it afterwards, if you know. If we're starting. Roma Ma'at. You see it? Roma Ma'at is the first bit of the pasuk. So Roma means if he's going to be raised up, then it's going to lead to Ma'at. He's going to become Ma'at. Yeah? Yeah, it's going to lead to. No, that's what we're referring. That's in this context. I don't know how it would be translated in the art school. I don't know. Yeah? V'shema toima, right, so back to the Gemara says, V'shema toima, you may say, Yeshnu ba'olam, there's still something left of him. Yeshnu ba'olam, Tamaloma, the Pasuk tells you, Ve'einenu, right, he pops, he's gone. Yeah, but, don't give up hope. Yeah. Im choyza boy, but if he does tshuva, ne'esaf, he's going to be, ne'esaf means basically, he's going to die, he's going to be gathered back to his source. Right, bizmanoi, right, in the right time, Avram Avinu, like Avram Avinu, we're on the second wide line on Hey Aleph, right, it's gonna be okay, Shinemar. Oh, so this is the continuation of the same pasuk, meaning in the right time, meaning when it was defined by Hashem. You mean,
you're saying a Kagiga, the person could die when it's not their time,
he could, but generally a person dies when it is his time, okay, Shinemar. Oh, v'humchu. So v'humchu means is namuch, right? If he's going to be namuch, sometimes the nun disappears in words. V'humchu, yeah. If he's lowly, kachol, he's going to be like the group of the kachol kind of people, which we're going to see. Yikputzun, This is where he's going to be taken back or taken up to the other world. Basically, he's going to die. So if he's going to be lowly, he's going to be like these people, the kol, which we're going to say is, you'll see soon, he's going to die. Right, so that's the end of the pasuk. Right, so now, ka Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov d'chsiv v'hu bakol mikol kol, as we say in benching. Good, I also had that question. Yes, I also had that question. Good question, Gil, don't know. V'ilav, but if...
After we said you
could,
you would die. Now what are we doing now?
Now it's going back to continue with the pasuk now.
No, because
Avram Avinu, it says about Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, it says the word bakol mikol kol. So that tells us that he's going to be like them. Yeah. V'im lav, now, and if not, but if he's not going to do tshuva, and he's not going to lower himself, so this is the end of the pasuk. Yeah. Ukurosh shiboyles yimolu. Okay, those three words are the last part of the pasuk. What does it mean? So Rosh means the heads of the shiboles, that's the ear of the grain, right? The kernel of grain, basically, whilst it's on the plant still. Yimolu will get a bates of fame of moilalin melilos. Remember, we got the things and we went like this? It's not nice. You break them up, you break the chaff off of your grains. Well, you got your grains and they've got the chaff on them. And you go like this, and it breaks the chaff off, and you're left in your hands with a. Well, then you have to blow as well, but then you got your grains afterwards. Okay, so that's what's going to happen to such a person, right? So now, my ukaroshi boiles. What does it mean, karoshi boiles? Okay, so Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, Gonna have a McLaughlin about this. Chadama, one of them.
Just to clarify, Koresh Shabbat Shemona is then going back before his Shiva?
No, that's no. It's like a bracketed statement. It's funny. If you look at the posse, it's like a bracketed statement. A person's going to be Baal Gaiva, yes. Then he's going to be Ma'at, and then he's going to be pop. Yeah, but you should know if he does Tshuva, then he'll die like Avraham Avinu. But if he doesn't,
so it's going back.
Going back. Yes, correct. Yeah. So Chad Omar Ki Sa'asa Sa'asa. Rashi explains that's the beard of the ear of grain. Right, which is the tuft basically on the top. It's the hairy bit on the top. Okay, the shibalta of the ear of grain. B'chadama, one person says, right, kishiboilus atma. It's like the grain, the ear of grain itself. So the Gemara says bishlam. It makes sense. Lamanda amar, the one who says ki sa'aso de shibalta. It's the tuft on top of the grain. Hainu dichsiv. Ukuroi shiboiles, it's like the top of it, right? Because that is the top of it. Yeah. Ella lamanda amar, but according to the person who says kishibolta atzma, it's like the ear of grain itself. My ukuroi shiboiles, what does it mean? What's the rosh of the shiboiles over here? It's not the rosh. So answer the Gemara. Amaravasi v'chein tana debei Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, it's a moshul la'odam. It's a marshal for a person. Shenichnas l'toch sedeyu. He went into his field to harvest wheat. Yeah? Gavoya, gavoya, hu milakeit. The ones that are, you got the big heads, the ones that stick in their heads above the others, the baligaiva, he gets them first. And the rosh is in the beginning. Okay. If we mean it's the tuft on top, obviously that means the rosh. But according to the one that says it's not the tuft, it means it's the grain itself. It's not the top. But it means in the first, it's going to get taken. The ones who are haughty are going to get taken first in the rosh.
Because they're taller.
Because they're sticking their heads out. Okay. Ve'es daka ushful ruach. Another pasuk about this is not, actually this is the opposite. This is talking about people who are being humble. So the S means and the Daka means, let's call it, the submissive. Daka is submissive and Shofal is the lowly, right? They make the lowly people ruach, low of spirit. Okay. So now Rav Huna and Rav Chista, we have Rav Huna and Rav Chista again, who have a machlokis with regard to this pasuk, and it's related to the Gaiva. Or the opposite of Chad Omar, one of them says, "Eti Daka," which we're translating "S Daka," right? S as "Et" with me, meaning with Hashem, right? So "Et" is the Daka, is the submissive one. So where's Hashem? Hashem's in Shemayim, right? So he takes this person, this lowly person, and brings him up to Shemayim. But Chad Omar, and one of them says, Ani Estaka, I'm with the Daka, meaning I go down to him, right? So everyone agrees it means with Hashem. The question is, does Hashem take him up or does Hashem go down to him? Okay, Umistavra, it's logical, Commander Omar, like the one who says, Ani Estaka, I'm with the Daka, meaning I go down to him. Why? Sharei, that behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hiniach Kol Horim, he left all of the other mountains, the gvois and hills, Behishra, and he dwelled his Shechina, his right Al Har Sinai. What right? Which mountain did Hashem choose? Har Sinai, which is a low mountain. V'loy Gova, and he did not raise up Har Sinai Lamaila. He didn't, you know, give Har Sinai some hormonal treatment or something to make it grow bigger. He left it as is. So Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Le'olam, a person should always yilmad Adam midas koinoi, from the mind of his creator, that meaning how his creator does things. Sharia Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, Heniach, that he left, Kol Horim Gvoyos, all of the high things, the Hishra Shechinoso, and he put his Shechina on the Al Har Sinai, right? So therefore, a person should care about the lowly people. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Says Rabbi Elazar. Kol Adam Shuyesh Bo Gassus Ruach. Anybody who's got Gassus Ruach, Roy Legadoi. It's fitting to chop him down. But Rashi says over here, it means to actually, so much so that you should actually even take the roots out. Right? Which we're going to show why, yeah? Uproot him. Asherah, like an Asherah tree. That Asherah is an Avodah Zorah tree. Kasiv said over here, with regards to Rome Hakoima, so that's again an allusion to Gaiva. Rome Hakoima, the ones of high stature in a Gaivanical way. Geduim, they are Geduim. What does Geduim? Kasiv Hosam, it says over there with regards to destroying Asherah trees. For Asherahem and their Asherahs, to Gedeon, you should deroot them. Another statement of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo gasas ruach. Anyone who's got gasas ruach, ein afaro, his dirt, meaning his decomposed body, right? Ninar, it does not awaken at the time of the awakening. Shenema, hikitsu, they should wake up, v'ronanu, and sing out, shoichne ofa, the ones who were dwelling in the dirt. So, end of Pasuk. So, comments the Gemara. Shachvi offer, right? You would have thought the Pasuk should have said Shochev, if a person's lying, right? Right? That we use that in with regards to death. Lo ne'emar. So, it changed its word. Ella, Shochne offer, the ones who dwell in the dirt. So, what does it mean? Misha Na'aseh, somebody who's made a Shochein. He's familiar to the low things. La'afa b'chayav, meaning he's lowly in his life, so therefore he's going to get waken up. But Omar Rabbi Elazar, another statement of Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo gasas ruach. Anyone who's got gasas ruach, shechina miyaleles olav. The shechina is going to do right. Yaleles is lashon of konein kinuis, right? But it's also, in a certain sense, it's broken a lot. Shnema, Pasuk, Gavoya, and the high ones, yeah, Mimirchak, from a long way away. But this is in the aspect of time. Even before the negative thing happened to him, Hashem sees this person is just going in the wrong direction. Bad things are coming on him. Is Yeyda. He's Yeyda. Yeyda means over here, he's going to basically lament on him, and Hashem's going to be, in a certain sense, that he's going to be broken, kaviyachol. Right? This means, right, there's a whole thing on the Rashi over here. But this is not the normal thing. If you look in the art scroll translation of your Tehillim, it will not say how this Gemara translates it. Yeah, it means he'll be like, we had it in Rosh Hashanah, that, Yalala. Yeah, Yalala is like a right, we have Shvarim, and right, Genuchi and Yalalas. Okay. Dorash Rav Avira. Right. Gavoya means the haughty one. Mimerchak, from a long way away, but it means in the time factor. Meaning Hashem sees bad coming to this person because he's haughty, and Hashem is going to be is going to lament on him.
Lament
generally means to lament, but Rashi translates it in the sense of he's broken by his lamentation. Okay. Dorash Rav Avira. Rav Avira has makes a drasha. The Isay Marabi Rav Elazar. Ba'ara'e. Come and see. Shaloi Kamidus of Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Midah of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is not like Midas Boss of Adam. Right? Okay. Midas Boss of Adam. The Midah of the Boss of Adam. Gavoya, a tall person. Ro'esa Gavoya. Sees tall people. The Ein Gavoya Roes a Shuffle, and a tall person doesn't see the lowly people, he just looks above them. Aval Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem, right, Ein O'Kane, he's not like that. Hu Gavoya, Hashem is Gavoya, and nevertheless, the Roes a Shuffle, and he still sees the lowly people. Shenema, Ki Rom Hashem, because Hashem is high, yet a Shuffle Yira, and he will see the lowly ones. Okay, Amar Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, V'isei Mama Ukva, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gassus Ruach, any person who has gas of Ruach, Amo Kodesh Baruch, Hashem says, Ein Ani Vahu, we can't, basically, Yecholim Lador Ba'olam. We can't live together. Hashem can't stand the Baal Gaiva. Shinema, Miloshni, this is basically the people of Loshon Hara, Vesesa, Re'ehu, his friend, he speaks to Loshon Hara about his friend in secret. Oisu Atzmis, I will destroy. Right? The second half of the Pasuk. And Gova Inayim, and the high eyes, haughty eyes, Rechov Levov, and a broad heart, I suppose it's some kind of Balgaiva. Oisu Lu'uchal. Right? With him, I'm not able to, we'll see the end of Pasuk. Right, Al Tikre Oisoi, when it says Oiso Luuchal, don't say Oisoi, rather Ela Itoi. Ito means with him. Right? Luuchal. I'm not able to be with him. I can't bear his presence. Ikidamasnila, some people teach that this drosha of that I'm not able to dwell to be with him. La, I'm on the beginning of the Pasuk, and Mesapre, right, the ones who Mesapre tell over Loshon Hara. Shinema, because the beginning of the Pasuk said, Miloshni Vesesa, right, Re'ehu, he speaks in secretly against his friend, Oisu Atzmis, Atzmis means destroy, and Hashem can't live with him. Okay, last one, we're going to push for this, because it's pretty straightforward. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, that's the last drasha now, for today. Rabbi Alexandri says, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Gasus Ruach, anyone who's got Gasus Ruach, a filu, even a ruach, a wind, kima means small, yeah, uchartoi, is going to basically, that's with the kuf, ocha means makes cloudy, dirty, so it's going to, you know, when water moves around, all the stuff gets like shaken up, all it goes dirty water, yeah, and stuff comes out of it, yeah, but this is an illusion. Let's look at Rashi over here, though, it's a good Rashi to see. Ruach kima ocharto. You see that, Rashi? It's about just across from where we are, a couple of lines up. Purnus, right? Punishments, color, right? Very small ones. Torafto, like trouble him, ma'abdaso, and destroy him. Shinema, we're going to proof the rishoyim and the rishoyim. So Rashi says the rishoyim over here means the Baal Gaiva. Because if you look in context of the Parsha over there, before it was talking about humble people, so now the flip side of that is the Rishoy means the haughty people. Kiyam Nigrash, they are like the sea, which is Nigrash, which is like it throws dirty stuff out of it, because it all gets like turbulence and stuff. Umayam, just like a yam, sheyeshbo, kama rivyois, right? The sea's got a lot of rivyoisin, of like that's a measure of liquid, a rivyos, right? Ruach kima ochartoi, that even a little bit of wind is going to make it all dirty, right? Odom, but a person, yeah, it's like af, but af, odom she'ein boy, ella rivyos, achas, the person's only got a rivyos dam. I think it means, because the rivyos means that's the life source of him, yeah? Al achas, kama v'kama, that he's going to be affected by a little bit of wind, Purnus. Okay, we'll stop there.